this week's parasha, there's a very interesting lesson. There's a lot of interesting angles in this week's parasha. It's a benishah. It's a svar de shavot, but it's a kipal de gavot. It says in Parashas Pinchas, b'nei koirach loy mesu. As literally translated, it means that the b'nei koirach, they did shuvah. They were lameist, they stand in Gehenna, but they weren't killed. Rather, it says in the Medrash that they're resisting, when is Mashiach coming? When will there be a tikkun? Yes, but literally, b'nei koirach lameisu, they didn't die. He says, Benish Chai says, it's figurative. It means the sons of koirach, the musig of koirach, having machleksim in Klal Yisrael, loy mesim. It started with Kairach, but you're always going to have machleksim in Klal Yisrael. Their ideas, their thoughts, their feelings is loy mesim. It's always going to be in Klal Yisrael. There's always going to be different ideas. There's always going to be fighting. There's always going to be back and forth. And not only between the Gdolim and families and in communities. Yeah, there's always going to be fighting. As the Parshas Kairach is a parsha which is forever, like every chilek of Torah, but we mamish see it b'chush. But Klapi the Shir, we want to focus in on one point of Kairach, which isn't the normal angle, but it's very negay of this man hazeh. Kairach got the whole Klal Yisrael to follow. It's nifledi. If you want to know, makor the politicians in the Torah, Kairach is number one. Moshe Rabbeinu was a successful leader. He did nisim v'niflois that no one else in the world did. He took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. They were avodim. He mamish, there was bear, there was water, there was man from the Shemayim, there was matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes up. The man Pashit has karnei ahoid coming out. He's so Kaddish that the Kedusha is by chaos. No one could look at him. You have to put a masva on his panim. Yeah. As Poshet, this is a man that you would think no one in the world could get everyone to vote against. He was like invincible. He was the leader that was like, wow. He comes along Kairach, and Kairach gets every Yid against Moshe Rabbi. Vayako Kairach. He gets everyone to go against Moshe. Which, by the way, if people go against you, you don't always have to feel bad. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, they got people to go against. That doesn't always mean you're mufra. It just happens. How did Kairach do it? What was the Kairach of Kairach? Zab Rashi, a very powerful Rashi. The Kairach of Leitzakas. That's how he did it. He made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu, and by making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu, he stole the covet of Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu? One pshat Rashi brings in the beginning of the parsha, the Leitzakas, was that he took a talis kulut chelis, and he asked, why is it chayim? Another one was like this. He made a party. A Thursday night party. Chevra was serving chalim, and Kairach was a usher gavra. Mamish top chalim, meat chalim, was serving mamish spare rib steaks. The oilam chevra comes. Mamish made a whole matzah, and over there they put on a play. Where's the first play, movie, Kairach? They put on a play. What was the play? There was Almana that was very poor, her husband was Nifter, and she had one para, and she had a field. And in the picture, they come in, the Kainim are coming and are taking the different Matnes Kuna from the para, from the cow, and she's going out of her Kalim. And how could this be? And then she sells the cow because she's so frustrated with the Kainim. And she buys a field, and she has to give leket. She climbs back for chule. A whole play how Nebuch Moshe Rabbeinu is stealing the poor people. I'm just the first socialist. Yeah, the rich people steal the poor people, and for chule. That's it. And we got everyone. As you give the island good food, you put on a good show. They're sold. Nazis does. That was Kairach's trick. as he got, and the whole Klal Yisrael were Anashim G'daylim, Goyvei Koyma, they were Makabli Torah, they were Roisei Senedrois, they were Choshva Talmidei Chachamim, they weren't Kleina mentioned, they weren't little kids. The Mamish, you see the Koyach of Leitz Hanis. Hayim Benayim. Ikris of the Mashiach is the door that chutzpah is yaski. Chutzpah is the opposite of leitzanis. There's something choshev. We don't talk about it. We don't make fun of it. Bizman hazeh, there's so much making fun going on. There's so much belittling going on. There's so much not giving the proper cover. That's the door of Ikris of the Mashiach. You could have a person who's the president of the biggest country in the world and is a huge lutz, and everyone loves it. He's mamish interesting. He's a lutz mamish, he makes fun and does, and the whole world is like watching lutz. How many millions of people are watching the lutz on it? That's what shoylet bizman hazeh. That's the world. Chutz v'yasmi, just saying. But we don't realize how much it's mashpia on us, how much it's damaging. As there's one formulates, stam, about Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, mitzvahs, everything, we want to speak about one specific formulates on us that we all need chizikim. It says, Shalosh sheyoshvim v'oichlim suda, v'loy medabrim divrei Torah, is moishev leitz. Somebody who wastes his time and he doesn't learn Torah, he's making leitzanis of the Torah. Azuk the Rabbeinu Yoyner. Why is it called leitzanis? He's not interested. Zuk the Rabbeinu Yoyner. If you would know, if somebody was being machalik to you, millions of dollars, and he tells you, you have to come to the Beis Medrash at 9:45 to get it. Or you have to come to the Beis Medrash at all. Or you have to come to Shiva. Or you have to come to Night Seder. Would you come? Of course. As obviously, it's a late sonnes to Torah if we don't learn Torah. We're not moise ourselves to Torah. We don't push ourselves to get the Torah. As we live in a dar which is a late sonnes from Torah. Shiva's a Torah. Which is leitzanis for the people who are loyim de Torah. Leitzanis from the shivas of Torah. And that's a hirush which goes in very deep. As it's something that is very important, needs a very big tikkun. Because leitzanis could get the whole Klal Yisrael against Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't realize how much it takes over our personality, how much it does. So having proper shivusim in the world is what really sets us up. Because what we're going to run after and be Isaac in, and what we're going to give an effort to do, is tell you how choshev it is to you. As in a world, male leitzim relates on this, how careful we have to be to always be mishanin latzmeinu, l'chshivis of what we're doing. L'chshivis of Torah, limud ha-Torah, l'chshivis of anoshim, shaloyim de Torah. And the Shivas of Torah, that to re-mechazik that koyach inside of us, and that'll help empower us to be able to grow. Zot the Mesilas Yesharim in Perikei. The Tchilas Asulam is Zihirus. That's what helps people go up. The three biggest things that make that people cannot go up in life in Ruchnius, one of them is Leitzanis. Because you could have a person that could understand how Choshev Torah is, how Choshev Mitzvah is. One Leitzanis, it's all gone. There was someone that gave a fiery shmooze. Everyone was so inspired. But when he said it, he said one word a little bit funny. As soon as he finished, as one bacher turned to the three bacherim next to him, and he said over the word that the guy said that was a little bit funny, and all of them were on the floor. And Poshit, the whole speech went down the drain. Because one leitzanis is doicha, the choizik in the choimer and the shiva. So Leitanis is the opposite. As we see the dangers of koyach, which still are around ad hayayim, and we also saw the chilek atikon. So let's be mischazik in this parsha together, to be mechazik in the shivas of Torah, Torah Bisham Ayur, but Torah in general. And Be'ez Hashem, that'll help us, that we should be able to raise above the nisyanis that's going to be in front of us. You'll excuse me, an empty base medrash night seder is the late sonnets of Torah. When people come late and miss Darim, it's a late sonnes of Taira. It's a Chil Hashem. It makes a late sonnes. It's a statement. It shows it's not important. It's not chashuv. And it's a late sonnes that goes in very deep to the people around them. We don't want to be a chelik of those that make late sonnes of Taira, because it's very, very serious. So let's be mischazik together. To be, all it takes is to be mishane latzmenu, the chshivas of Torah. We really want it, and it's important to us. Be'ez Hashem will see, it'll come me'elo, the chizik. Be'ez Hashem should help us. We should raise up above the door, above the same as we together.